Absolutely delighted. We should have been won more convincingly in terms of the scoreline. We've hit the post twice, we've had two 1v1s, and you start to think, is it going to come? But when you don't get the goals, it's important you keep doing the right things. And then a moment of quality from Clarkey squared the ball into Tony's path, and a great bit of calmness from Tony to stick it in the back of the net. So couldn't have asked much more in terms of the level of performance today. We've dominated for most of the game, and we've stuck at it. Difficult conditions, very swirling wind out there. I thought we looked a really solid professional team today.
Yeah, and we started the game well with a real purpose as well. You were a little bit critical against Warsaw that we didn't get going. Not the case today.
Yeah, well, we spoke to the lads before and during the week as well about coming out of the traps today and playing at that full throttle pace. We were at our best when we play like that, and we did. We really took the game to them, and like I say, created a lot of very good chances today. And delighted with the back four again, because sometimes when the ball's not gone in the back of the net, you can lesser characters might get a bit frustrated. But they were tremendous, the back four and Ben today.
We're just starting to think it might be one of those days. We hit the post a couple of times as well, and goalkeeper pulled off a couple of worldies.
Yeah, I mean the Hansen header. That was a great save he's made, and Reedy's hit the post. And obviously Hansen had the one in the first half, which is the post as well. Clarkey's gone through a couple of times. So for an away team, we've created a lot today, and that's a really good sign for us. To get the nice solid base, a good platform to go and attack from. And I thought we got the balance just about right today.
Were you about to bring Billy Clark off when he created that opportunity because Devante was warmed up and ready for action?
Yeah, I was going to put Devante's fresh legs on. He's trained really well this week, Devante. He's been excellent, I've got to say that. And and then the moment came, and Billy does what he does so well, as well as being a goal threat. He does create chances for other players around him. And we got the goal, and we sat Devante back down for another 10 minutes, and then we just put him on for his fresh legs at the end.
Yeah, obviously it's a great start to the Christmas programme as well for us, just what we needed.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Like you say, the last league game, which seems a long time ago now at Walsall, we were fortunate not to get anything. Pleased with the progress in the cup, but we've had to wait for this game, and I'm just pleased with the approach of the lads today. And like I said in the press during the week, the level of training's been really good. They had the Christmas do last week in Dublin. We let them have a couple of days off last weekend, and they come back with a real purpose about them in training. And I think the supporters saw that in the performance today.
And a 200th league game in charge of the Bantams for you right today. I don't know if you are aware of that or not, but how time flies.
Yeah, well, I wasn't aware of that. It's 200 games, but it's a great way to celebrate. It really is. The support was magnificent. I love these away games when...
Well, they never shut up today, did they?
No, when we have a good away following like that, it's a pleasure to be a part of it, and the lads really thrive in it. And that's why the great thing about playing for Bradford, there's not many teams at this level will take the away following like we do. And it's got to inspire, because if it doesn't, you're in the wrong game.
Yeah, it sets it up nicely, doesn't it, for Boxing Day as well?
Yeah, we've got a big Christmas now, and it was just important to get the win today and take us into that Boxing Day fixture, which we need Valley Parade absolutely bouncing. And let's put in another full-on Bradford City performance and see if it's good enough.
I'm sure you'd like to wish everybody a happy Christmas as well.
Yeah, I'd like all the supporters have a great Christmas with the family and friends, and enjoy it. And we'll see you all Boxing Day, and I can't wait for it.